We're talking here about those Israelites who never took hold of the promise that God had for them. These guys were so close. They were so close, if they just would have smelled in, they could have smelled the victory. I was thinking about this. Imagine if you were starving and you were, you know, you were like standing outside of a wall or a fence, and inside you could see all these tantalizing, beautiful fruit trees, a whole orchard full of them, and you're starving. And there's all this food there, and you're thinking, man, I would love to get in there and have that. That was like the Israelites wanting to go to the promised land. But then you notice there's a sign on the gate or the wall that says, keep out, no trespassing. You look inside, there's guard dogs in there. The gate is locked. The fence is high. Sounds like Jericho and all the things that were, you know, they came back and nothing, they had nothing but fear. And then the owner of the orchard comes out and says, hey, you guys want to come in? You're welcome to come in and eat. I see you're hungry and you're looking in there. I'll unlock the gate for you. Why don't you come on in and eat? And the guys that are standing there say, well, I don't know. I mean, what if those dogs get loose? What if the gate locks on us? I mean, what if this guy's not really serious? And they come up with every reason in the world not to go in. And so then they say, no, we're not going in. We're not going to go in. We're not going to accept the offer. Because they had no faith. They're walking in unbelief. And the Israelites, it was the same with them. They were promised that land by God. What was their problem? The problem was their hearts had gotten hardened and they were in unbelief. They didn't trust God anymore. They had no faith in God, even though God had shown them so many miracles. But they were walking in unbelief. So what about us? Do we have the faith to believe God's word? Do we? Do you? Do you have the faith to believe God's word? To believe that His word applies to your life, to your problems, to your trials, to your suffering, to your pain, to your questions, to your doubts. Does God's word apply to you? Is He going to be there for you so that you can get through that thing victoriously? Do we have the faith to walk the walk of a Christian? Some of the apostles were confronted with that very issue when Jesus was teaching. And He said some things that the apostles thought, wow, this is pretty hard. And they began to think, like, I don't know if I got the faith to do that. And so what they did is they went up to Jesus in Luke 17:5, and they said, Lord, increase our faith. They were smart enough to know that they didn't have all the faith that was necessary to do what God wanted them to do. Remember all the times Jesus had to go to them? Oh, ye of little faith, haven't you yet learned? Over and over and over, Jesus had to keep sort of rebuking them. Who of us, who in here, is there anyone in here who has enough faith right now to do everything right? Everything that God asks you all the time? Anybody? Anybody want to raise their hand? I won't. I wouldn't. I want that kind of faith. I have a lot of faith. Actually, I have a lot of faith, but I know I don't have so much faith that I can say, that's all right, God, I'm good. I don't need any more faith. We can all use more faith. Because a lack of faith stops us from doing God's will. A lack of faith stops us from receiving God's blessing. A lack of faith stops us from being victorious, overcoming our trials. And in reality, God has designed all those situations, all those problems, all those temptations, all those things that we come upon. God allows us to go through those situations so that our faith can be built up. And we're going to see how that all plays out. All those things are opportunities for faith building. So what is faith? Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So faith has nothing to do with what we can see with our eyes or hear with our ears. Instead, it has everything to do with what we can't see yet. What we can't see, we can't know it. We can't, like, actually grab hold of it. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we live by faith and not by sight." We can't see it. If we could see it, it's not faith. Faith allows us to hear and see into the spiritual realm beyond what our natural eyes and ears can get hold of. Faith is not natural. It's not. Faith is not natural. Faith, in fact, is supernatural. Faith is a gift from God that enables us to connect with Him, to come into His presence, to partake of His ways, to learn of His ways, to know Him and understand Him, to know who God is, who He really is, and to know His will for us. That's what faith can do for us. It's a living, growing awareness of the kingdom of God and of our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's how we get to know Him in a greater way. Faith has nothing to do with our trusting, our belief. What it really has to do with our being able to trust the one we believe in. See, some people turn it around. They think that it has to do with their belief, their ability to believe. Faith concerns the one that we believe in. It gives us the confidence to trust in Jesus. And just as what Jesus said, He goes, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. In Him, all the promises are yes and amen," it says in 2 Corinthians 1:20. So true faith is built upon a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We take His truth, we take His principles, we take His word, and we take it into our life, and we build then a framework or a foundation, as Bob was talking about last week when he wanted to buy those houses and they weren't any good because the foundation was bad. As we begin to believe and our faith begins to grow, see, belief is like the threshold. Then we step in and then our faith begins to grow. And our faith is what keeps us and holds us as that faith grows. It starts out small. Small as a mustard seed, and that's really all we need. If we could get just enough to hear. Just enough to hear. Through faith, we can trust in the gift of the Holy Spirit that God has given us. The Holy Spirit then will lead us and guide us and empower us as we trust in Him. Because we have to go beyond just knowing. We have to go beyond just acknowledging. We have to go beyond just hearing and agreeing and saying, "Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, I believe that. That's good. I believe that." We have to step out then in faith. We have to walk it out. James 2:26 says, "Faith without deeds is what? Dead." There are way too many people, especially in, I think, in the prosperous nations, like the United States, Europe, those kind of places, there are way too many people who call themselves Christians who's, you know, they believe God, but their faith, that strength within them to walk it out, their faith is stagnant. Or sometimes their faith is just about dead. And instead, that faith should be growing. If our faith should be growing our whole life, do you want your faith to grow? Do you? Can you say, like the apostles said, do we have enough humility? Do we have enough understanding? Do we have enough brains to recognize that we need more faith and actually be able to go to the Lord and say, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. That's a great prayer to pray. We could pray that prayer every single day. Lord, today, you know, I want to do your will. Today, I want to honor you. Show me today what to do. And Lord, fill me with your Spirit. And today, increase my faith. Give me even more faith to step out for you, to believe in you, to trust in you, and to do what you want me to do. I can't imagine any one of us, like I said before, telling God, I got enough, Lord. I don't need any more faith. Do you think you could ever say that? I could never say that. And to me, that would be so much pride. That'd be like that one guy, remember? Oh, Lord, I'm so glad I don't do like they do. I give my tithes. I pray my prayers. I do it all, Lord. That's not how we ever want to get. We want to have an attitude that every day we say, Lord, how can I grow today? What can I do today? How can I serve you today? And Lord, increase my faith so I can hear you, so I can obey you, so I can get out there and do what you want me to do. How does this faith express itself? Well, Galatians 5:6 gives us a really nice clue. It says, faith must express itself through, does anybody know? Right there, love. How does love express itself? Well, John 14:15, if you remember, if you love me, you will obey what I command. So when we love God, we love Christ, if we want to prove that love, if we want to express that love, it's through obedience. So faith has to go beyond believing. It has to start with believing. That's where it all starts. But if we want to really go forward, and when we believe, we're going to get a little bit of faith, but when we want to go forward, we want to believe, we want to increase that faith. We want more and more and more and more. True faith should bring a spiritual and a moral transformation in your life. If you have gotten to that place where you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you believe in Him, and now you're walking in faith where that, you know, you're trusting Him, and there's something called sanctification. It's a process. See, we, as Christians, we are in a process. We are becoming more and more like Christ. When we got saved, it wasn't done. That was where we just got initiated, where we got brought into the family. And now our job is to become more like Christ and to take what we know and bring it to the world. So true faith, once we begin to walk in this true faith, we should begin to see this spiritual transformation and moral transformation. Not necessarily physical, but everything else in us. People should be able to meet you years later and say, wow, you're not the same guy I remember. You're not, and you get that, right? Have any of you had that? Man, what happened to you? I don't remember you being like that. That's if somebody tells you that, be thankful. That means people can see the difference. If you see somebody and you say, man, you're just like you were back in high school, man, you're just still the good old boy, then you have to be wondering, like, maybe I'm not changing enough. And this transformation, of course, is empowered by the Holy Spirit. That's how God fills us up with his power. And even that, even the moving of the Holy Spirit comes by faith, because we have to believe to receive. We have to open up our hearts. We have to open up and allow more of God to come into us, more of his Spirit to come into us. So if we're not changing and growing in some way, we need to do a maintenance check. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves to see whether or not you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. So, like we get our car checked out sometimes, or we get our furnace checked out, or maybe when you're buying a house, just like Bob was looking, he got those houses checked out, found out that the foundation was not good. So we need to sometimes do that, examine ourselves, a little checkup. Go to the doctors, the great physician, as he's called. So where does this faith come from? Well, James 1:7 tells us that every good gift comes from God, and faith is no different. That's a good gift from God. Hebrews 12:2 tells us that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Acts 3:16 says that faith comes through Jesus. Romans 10:17 says faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Jesus is the word. So God's word is really very clear here that our faith is founded on and comes through Jesus Christ and his word. Everything about our faith is connected to Jesus. It's not something that we can manufacture. So then what can we do to increase our faith? We can't just believe harder. There are people out there who think that, exactly that. I just need to believe harder. I just need to believe harder. We close our eyes, we grit our teeth. I believe, I believe, I believe. I know, I believe, I believe, I believe. You know, and that's not going to give us more faith. We can't just click our heels. Unless you got ruby heels. I mean, you know, maybe then, no. Be nice if that's all we had to do, right? You see, we're not trying to believe in our believing. That's what happens sometimes. Sometimes people try to believe in their ability to believe. I'm just not believing enough. I got to believe harder. I got to have more faith. And we try to say it that way, like, you know, my faith isn't strong enough. I knew a guy one time, a pastor, who was telling me that no Christian should ever be sick. Now, that's a lie, because Christians can get sick, right? Does everybody know that? And just because you get sick does not mean you're not a Christian. Does not mean you have no faith. So I looked at him and I said, wait a minute, you're telling me Christians should never get sick? You're sick right now. You got a cold. And he said, yeah, I know. I let my faith level drop a little bit. He actually said that. And this is a well-known pastor. I like the guy. He's a great guy. But when he said that, I said, come on. You got to be kidding me. You let your faith... So in other words, you're only sick because you let your guard down, right? There was no virus involved, you know, there was no germs involved. It was only because you let your guard down, you got sick. He goes, yeah, I need to keep my faith level up. So anytime anything bad happens to him, it's always his fault. Anytime he gets sick, it's always his fault because he let his faith level down. That's not the way it works. He wants to believe harder. So he's going to grit his teeth and believe harder, then that way he won't get sick. Our faith is not in the one who believes. Our faith is in the one that we believe in. Our faith is in Jesus and him alone. The name that is above all names. We can't produce more faith on our own. We can't just make faith. We can't go in the kitchen, throw some ingredients in the blender and drink it down and say, good, I got more faith now. I wish it was that easy. Wouldn't it be great? Oh, man. Now, we can nurture our faith. We can, you know, sort of take care of our faith. We can, you know, we can do things to help it grow. But ultimately, just like a crop, the Word tells us we can plant, we can water, but only God makes it grow. And it's the same with our faith. What we need to do is open ourselves up to God and allow Him to increase our faith. So here's what we need to do. We continue to learn and understand more and more and more of God's Word. God's Word is a faith builder. Because God's Word is from God. It is, I mean, in a sense, Jesus Christ is the Word, right? It's just written on a paper, but it's really, it's like Him. So He's coming, as we read the Word, we're taking in the truths of Christ. We need to get that Word into us and until it becomes part of us. And we need to recognize also then and be led by the Holy Spirit. As we allow the Holy Spirit, we get rid of the flesh, out goes the bad flesh, in comes the good Spirit. Just like breathe out, breathe in. Wax on, wax off, you know. And we let, you know, we get rid of that flesh, we get rid of that human wisdom, that human, not there's nothing wrong with human knowledge, but when we put that above the wisdom of God, yeah, then there is. We want the Holy Spirit to be active in our life, to be empowering us, enabling us, leading us, guiding us, comforting us, teaching us, reminding us of God's Word. Another thing we need to do is we need to walk through our trials and our tribulations and our hardships and our problems and all those things. And as we're doing it, as we're walking through them, we need to be expecting God's faithfulness to be at work. Expecting God's hand in the midst of that trial. Expecting the Holy Spirit to be leading us in that trial. Expecting that God will work through that trial and work all these things to our good. We need to look for Him. We need to look for Him in those trials. Another thing we need to do is we need to begin to recognize, look around us and recognize all the things, all the blessings that God has poured out into our life. All the times that God has worked in our life. We need to begin to see, oh, I can see God work there, God work. And as we do that, we're stirring ourselves up. Just like when David, when all his the families and the animals and the wives and the children, everybody was taken away. And all his men were out to get him, and everything was falling apart. He went and encouraged himself by thinking of the things that God did. He helped me beat up that lion. That, you know, He helped me beat up all those animals. He helped me take down Goliath. He helped me do this. He helped me do that. He's given me the kingdom. He's given me this. He's given me that. He's given all these things. God loves me. He's revealed it to him. We begin to take this in, and it begins to stir up our faith. We begin to understand, as we do these things, we begin to understand who Jesus is. All He's done for us. He's done a lot. We begin to recognize how much He loves us. He loves us so much that he was willing to go to that cross and take our sin, our punishment, our pain, our suffering, all that upon himself for us because he loves us. When we begin, and as we begin to spend that time in the Word led by the Spirit, and as we begin to know Christ through his Word, and as we begin to know him in worship and in prayer, and in that time of reading, something begins to happen to us. As we're doing all these things, as we begin to spend this time with him, we begin to trust him. You can see the same thing happen in the natural realm. When you have somebody you're really close to, and you have a relationship with them, and it begins to build and trust, and you know they're always there for you. They're that friend that's always there in times of trouble. After a while, you begin to have faith in them, don't you? I mean, we have faith in traffic lights. We have faith, you know, hopefully in our paycheck that it's going to come. We have faith in, you know, we have faith in many things. We just expect that they'll be there. But any one of those things can fail, whereas God does not. God never fails. He's always true. We become more confident then. As we begin to spend time with Christ, as we begin to know him more, as we begin to realize that he's right there with us, we start to get confident. We start to become bolder, stronger. We start to be more courageous in stepping out because we have faith. Our faith is beginning to grow. We become more effective as a kingdom builder then. We become a better Christian, a better church member, a better father, a better husband, a better mother or wife, a better student, a better worker, whatever it is. We become better at what we do because we're doing it for Christ, because we're one with Christ, because he's alive inside of us. He's empowering us. He's working in us and through us, and we see it. We recognize it. Stronger faith will have an impact in every area of your life. Every area of your life. So here it is. Here's the secret. And I've already sort of mentioned it. It all boils down to this. If we want to increase our faith, then we have to increase our relationship with Jesus. It's really as simple as that. Because if we really do that, all these other things are going to happen. I read a bunch of things to you. I spoke a bunch of things to you about how we can do this, we can do this, we can do this. But as we increase our relationship with Jesus, these things will begin to happen naturally. But those things that I said, the reading, the, you know, the worshiping, the prayer, the thanksgiving, all these different things, that will help stir it up and get us to that point. Sometimes we need to do a few things. We need to stir up our soul. We need to, you know, get our soul on fire as we sang in that song, "Burn, O My Soul." David talked about it in the Psalms constantly. "Bless the Lord, O my soul." He's telling his inner being, "Bless the Lord." You know, come on, let's get going. He wants to stir up our. We have to sometimes push ourselves. Alex will talk, "Sometimes I don't want to be up here. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I just don't feel like getting up that day. But then I make myself go, and wow, now it's there." Right? You get up, and you sometimes you just don't feel like. Sometimes I'm sure everyone in here, I'm sure has at one time or another felt like they didn't want to go to church. And then you get here, and you say, "Man, I'm glad I came today." You ever hear that one about the guy who's laying in bed and his mom tells him, "Come on, it's time to go to church. Let's get going." He goes, "Oh, I don't want to go today." And she says, come on, you need to go to church. It's good for you. You need to be there. People are expecting you there." And he goes, "No, I just don't want to go today." She's, come on. "No, Ma, I don't want to go. Give me one good reason why I should go." She says, "Because you're the pastor." So that's the secret. The secret of more faith is more Jesus. His faithfulness will inspire us because he's faithful. He is faithful. There's a quote in Revelations 19:11. I've envisioned this many times, and it's where the Apostle John is writing, in the book of Revelation, and he sees the risen, victorious Jesus, and this is how he describes him. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called, anybody know? Faithful and true. Faithful. He's called faithful. His name is, he's faith personified. Jesus will always be faithful to you. He will never let you down. When you face your troubles, when you face your trials, when you face your problems, wherever you struggle, this is what Jesus says. He says, take heart. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. I've overcome your problems. I've already dealt with all that, and I'm here for you. He will use those very struggles to build your faith. He will, because he is faithful and true. If you think about it, the strongest trees are the ones who have been dealt the mightiest blows from the wind. The ones who have had to reach down with their roots to the deepest waters because it was so dry. The best soldiers are the ones not who walk in parades, but the ones who fought in battle. The strongest muscles are made pressing up against the heaviest weights. And the strongest faith will be made as we walk through those trials, trusting in Jesus, allowing him to build our faith. So the greatest faith, what we really want, if we want God to increase our faith, that means that we have to trust God during those hard times and keep walking. Keep walking. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, this is hard, but I'm trusting in you. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm trusting in you. Lord, this never worked for me before, but I'm trusting in you. Lord, I don't see a way, but I'm trusting in you. This is how our faith increases. If I could have the prayer team come forward. Close in prayer. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, that you will increase our faith. We want to thank you that, Lord, that you've called us out of darkness, that you've given us the ability, that you've enabled us to be believers, that you've brought us to this place, Lord, now where every one of us has at least a measure of faith. Even if it's just like a mustard seed, Lord God, that smallest of seeds. Lord, I pray today that every one of us will speak to you and say, Lord, increase my faith. Can you say that with me right now? Just say, Lord, increase my faith. Let's say it again. Lord, increase my faith. Now let's change it one little bit and say, thank you, Lord, for increasing my faith. Thank you, Lord, for increasing my faith. That's what God wants to do. And as we trust him, that's exactly what he's going to do. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. I thank you for these who are up here to pray today, Lord God. I pray that you would anoint them and just use them just to lay hands and just let your anointing flow, Lord God. It's not our words, Lord God, that changes. It's you. Lord God, it's not our, it's not us, God, it's you. It's you who builds our faith. It's you who changes us. It's you who fills us. We put our trust in you, Lord God. And we ask, Lord, I pray that you would anoint these prayers right now, that as they lay hands, that we would receive in faith and that our faith would be built up. Increase our faith, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Father. Amen.